Yes, 22 past the hour. Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Yep.
It is Mornings Edition. Hang out, folks, because Phil Lesh is coming. You understand he's going to be... I can't believe a member of the Grateful Dead is going to be sitting in that chair.
In this room.
Am I being a little fanny? A little kind of fannish?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You're alive.
All right. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's making gumbo. Why don't you jump on in the pot?
Okay, yeah, I will do that. I'm reading this piece in The Guardian. It says that your boy Bush is already headed towards becoming a lame duck just 5 months after his election. What do you think about that, huh? Lame duck, Lawton.
Well, I never condone that kind of hate speech. That sort of language, completely inappropriate for a morning program.
Right, disgusting. Can I read you something, Lawton?
All right, if it's without the potty talk.
I know.
Okay.
All right, quote, the president bullied made reform of the Social Security his top priority, and he's traveling around the country to court public opinion on his pet project.
Yes.
So far, the public is resisting, and Bush is making little headway on Capitol Hill in the face of a surprisingly cohesive Democratic Party. Little headway. Did you hear that?
It doesn't matter what happens now. We're right on schedule, Mark. President George W. two-term mandate Bush has got a big surprise cooked up for everyone next year. When it comes to politics, man's a master chef. He's up there with Emeril. Bam!
All right. Look. Listen. All right, try this quote, Lawton.
Yep.
Moderate Republicans on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee have forced a postponement on the Bolton vote after voicing reservations about his suitability for the post of America's top diplomat, unquote. His own party. Huh.
Right? He's just kicking this whole thing up a notch.
All right, Emeril, listen to this.
Kicking it.
Hey, this is, quote, Tom DeLay is being steadily deserted by his fellow Republicans as questions about his use of lobbyist funds continue to dog him. Deserted? What do you think of that?
I think you should squirt some Tabasco in there and put some fire under it. Delicious.
Hang on, buddy. Listen, chef. Here's some more. Quote, the Democrats are also hanging tough in their opposition to the appointment to the Federal Appeals Court of conservative judges Janice Brown and Priscilla Owens, both blocked during Bush's first term. Blocked. Well,
he's kicking it up to notches unknown to mankind. Happy, bam.
Come on. And according to the Washington Post, my friend, Bush's approval ratings are 47%. 47% approval ratings, Lawton. What's that sound like? A big lame-ass duck to me, Lawton. Where's his mandate? Huh?
All right. You remember the story of the ugly duckling, Mark?
Yeah.
He turned into a beautiful swan president who won the war on terror and led America straight back to Jesus.
What about the setbacks, Lawton? It's undeniable. How's Bush supposed to lead now, my friend?
The man's like Seabiscuit. You think he's down, and then, bam, up another notch.
Buddy.
We're climbing.
You're in denial. You're in denial. Yeah. This guy's screw-ups are finally catching up with him, Lawton. His own party's getting fed up with this crap. You can spin as many stories as you want, but he's on his way. He's on his way out, my friend. And then you guys are going to be out of power for a long, long time. And I'll bet he doesn't have a plan, does he? Where's the plan, Lawton? What's this big surprise of his? Where's the plan, Mr. Bam? Huh? Huh? Yeah.
There's no plan.
Okay.
There's no bam. It's the opposite of bam. Mab.
What
mab.
Is it, mab?
There's no kicking it up and down. We're kicking it down and down.
No, take it easy.
Two notches.
All right. No.
Mab. Oh, we went down another notch.
All right, buddy. Just take it easy.
Oh, falling. He's a screw up and everybody's bailing on him.
Okay.
Mab.
Take, mab. Just stop saying mab. Just take it easy.
Not working
for you. No, it's a little weird.
I'm pretty sad, though. I know.
Just pull it together, buddy. Pull it together, okay? It's okay to admit, failure. Oh, man. Wow.
Better now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wait until next year, Mark. Makes my mouth water. We're gonna have Bush gumbo next year.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
No, good luck.
Delicious, good eating, my friend.
Well, goodbye, love.
Good eating.
Goodbye.
God loves you. Deal with it.
Bam! You got to get that last one in. Didn't he? Bam. Thank you, Lawton. You know, I'll tell you, I think he's scrambling. It was nice. He was almost vulnerable using the cooking metaphors. I think we had him on the ropes there.
Well, I think you might have gotten him very close to the ropes. I don't know.